Blog Talk Radio.
Stand up in testimony service. It looked like the Lord would just give them songs just hot off the wire. They maybe out of their prayer life. You know what other brags, but what was happening there? Something way down on the inside. One of the old mamas would get up and sing a song and they'd look right at you and say, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Come on and help me sing it quiet.
Hold to his hand.
God's unchanging hand.
I'm going to play one more song as well for just a second here.
Women in general. I wanted to bring our daughter so that they could hear about some of these women.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to just end the weekend with all of us lifting our voice in praise.
I almost think that this is going to be the best event because the music itself is going to be off the wall crazy.
Everybody in the beginning was like, oh yes, hallelujah. What came next surprised everybody. I said to BB, you know what needs to happen. And then it happened. Gospel singer B.B. Winans stepped into the audience and started passing the microphone.
And I know a train still comes over you.
B.B. handed the microphone to Shirley Caesar.
But it changed my mind yesterday. And it changed my heart yesterday.
Oh, honey, it was over. It was all over. It was just over. I knew it. I knew you could not have Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick and Patti LaBelle and Shirley Caesar, the mother of gospel music here. You could not have all of them anywhere and not have Jesus show up. Jesus showed up and showed out.
Dion, can you take us down that wall?
I'm changed. So changed. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So glad. So glad. From a special place, yeah. He took away all the pain of the years, and unchained.
Spontaneity was the force. It was spectacular.
These legendary singers blew us away, and not one note was planned or rehearsed.
Holy Spirit, come on, walk with me. All you gotta do is come on.
I can't believe I was sitting there watching this go down. I'm looking at President Mike and I'm like, oh man.
They were passing the mic around. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't come near us.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Ooh, yes.
Be encouraged. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey. No matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Be
Make this all work hand in hand. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come, Father, humbly before thy throne. Father, first we want to ask forgiveness for all sin, the sins that we know of, the sins that we know not of. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you. We are come with our hearts are bubbling over. Thank you for an opportunity that we may come together and reason in your word. Remove hindering spirits, Father. We ask you, the spirits that would try to confuse and hinder us from being clear and clarity, Father. We ask for, Father, unfold, hallelujah, your mysteries for thy people. Help us teach thy word in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank you for it all. Lord, we just want to tell you we love you and thank you for this gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's something about when we come together, Brother Nutty, and unity, hoping and expecting God to speak to us, whether no matter who the speaker is, because it's not the mission is not about us, but it is about our Lord and Savior. And I like how you said he allow. And if you think about it that way, it's easy for us to get humble and get off the high horse we may have been on and come down and know that it's not about us, but it's about God and what he has done for us and what he has expected of us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now this first verse, this Roman, it will tell you, it says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and of death. This is the freedom of believers from condemnation. If you want to be freed from condemnation, in other words, this word that you read and receive and you hear, when you hear it, allow faith to be born in you that you will be freed from the condemnation from those that only hear and not do. Praise the Lord. And when we walk after the Spirit, it says who walk not after the Spirit. It says who walk not after the flesh, but after the, praise the Lord. You when you become a doer of the word, you find yourself walking after that thing that God wants, that spiritual thing, take you beyond the worldly things and the worldly cravings of the earth, the flesh and the lust and the things that will pull you out of what God wants. The in other words, moving from fleshly things to spiritual things, build your hope on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand, and how we hold to his unchanging hand through trials and tribulation. Believers may be chastised of the Lord, but will not be condemned with the world. See, God used chastisement that he may cleanse us, that he may purify us, that we may, in the prodigal son, that he may allow us at a point of time to come to ourselves. And I like how Brother Nutty said, allow. You got to know that God allows you, hallelujah, to even exist, you know, to show you how much God it is. You see air, and it seems like it's free to all, hallelujah, but look at people when they have medical conditions where they have to go get oxygen. Praise the Lord, though it's all around us, but the mystery of it is, you know, we're in this atmosphere and it's oxygen all around, but because of deep disease has hindered certain people that they have to get a tank and be on oxygen or even be put on oxygen in the hospital and to be have it put into their lungs that they may survive, to let you know that all healing comes from God and God has to allow your very existence, God to have for his will, his purpose, his way, his plan, have to allow you. I like that. I'm just stuck on that, brother. Allow God's plan. We can look at it like, man, God has to allow. He has to allow. And even if you would walk after the spirit instead of the flesh, you have to allow. That must have a beckon and a calling from within, a seed that was planted within you. Hallelujah. And he speaks to that and gives you urgencies to, and he pulls you as you would walk after the spirit instead of the flesh, because the flesh cannot want the things of God, but that spiritual man that we all have desires God and wants his will and his way, but we have to feed it, and we feed it through our reading, through our actions. We're feeding it. In other words, when we walk in it, to walk in it, praise the Lord, who to walk, to dwell in it, oh, praise the Lord, even looking at walking in the natural sense, at walking, moving at a regular pace, hallelujah, by lifting and setting down each foot in turn, hallelujah, never having both feet off the ground at once, walking, moving, are we moving? Are we moving? Are we moving in the spirit? Praise the Lord. Instead of the flesh. What is our walk? Are we moving? It says moving at in the natural, in a verb, in an action, is moving at by lifting or setting a foot down one in front of the other, but never having them both off the ground. One is always planet for your balance, for your, oh, praise the Lord, but praise the Lord, as a guide, a company, or an escort of someone, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and spiritually, are we moving? I ask you the question, are we moving by the spirit? Are we moving in the flesh, our own things, and the own things that what we want? Are we others before self, or are we self first and then others? For this in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law, because I decided to do it God's way, and it freed me from that is written, because the law is only a schoolmaster. But when I walk after the spirit, I free myself from sin and death, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Listen, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. God did us a favor because of righteousness, and the righteousness that we decide to move in, to walk in, to pattern our life after it takes us above that which is the law. And when we fulfill the righteousness that is in us, it separates us, because we walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, because you become a part of what you lend your members to. For they that walk, hallelujah, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they, when we are after the spirit, we mind the things of the spirit. For to be carnal minded is death. Listen, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. You find yourself, you find a person that wants to be more carnal minded, more worldly. Hallelujah! You're setting yourself up for death, to be dead spiritually. Hallelujah, to be without the peace of God. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace, because a carnal mind is enmity against God. If you want to be God's enemy. Be more carnal-minded than spiritual. You want to find yourself, separate yourself, just like we've seen in illustration of those parables that Jesus gave over there in Luke 15. And hallelujah, hallelujah, about those parables lost and found. When something is lost, people don't know where it is or where it has been placed. But how we talked about the blessing of being found, the blessing of being found when you're found, you're back on track. You're in place where you need to be, where you ought to be. You find yourself, instead of running or separating yourself from God, you find yourself being with God, in God, the peace of God that gives you, that surpasses all understanding. You cannot understand it, but you're at peace. You're at peace. You're at peace. You're at peace when you have surrendered. When you have surrendered, when you smooth yourself from the flesh and walk after the Spirit, instead of trying to lean to your own understanding and making excuses to stay in that flesh, or to stay in sin, to stay bound, to stay pushed down, to stay separated. When you move after that, like we heard in the song, a change has to take place, and then you testify of a change has been come over me. I have been set free. Set free. Set free. And in that, because you have been set free, because you have been made anew, now challenges are put upon you because the devil feel like that you belong to him, and now you have left him. So now he's going to have, he don't even realize, but he is working for God in this sense. How you see the devil popping up here and there, hallelujah, but he know or realize that it's just making you pray more and lean more onto God and trust in God even more, so that God will show you victory and help increase your faith and see how you can overcome with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And knowing this, that what will keep you humble, God has to allow. He has to allow. Isaiah 40, people up to 40, he said, I make peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He great light, great darkness. But he said he make peace after he do all that, to let you know he is God. He can allow things to come up, but he, and he only is the one that can do something about it. Adversary only has a little power, but God has all power. Isaiah 45 and the 7th verse will tell you, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. It says, I, the Lord, do all these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just above that, it says that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I believe if there was someone else or something else, another entity, another higher being would have spoke up right then, but it wasn't able to, because God is all by himself in his supreme being. And the Godhead, he's the fullness of the Godhead, and Jesus Christ is his mouthpiece, the Son, the only begotten Son of the Father and the Holy Spirit. God, the Comforter, that comes and see about his children, that gives them this peace that reminds them, hallelujah, to walk after him, to remind them that he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, hallelujah. Verse 7 again, because the enemy mind, because the carnal mind is enemy against God, but it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then that, praise the Lord. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Praise the Lord. You got to know this. If you're in the flesh and being fleshly, the works that you're doing, it does not glorify your Father. But when you do good works, it glorifies your Father, which is in heaven. So then that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. Listen, this is a reminder to you. Once you have been changed, you are not in the flesh. Once you have confessed the Lord God as your Savior and you believe and accept what he did on Calvary's cross, where you have redeemed you, redemption restored you, set you free. Ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so being that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. When you accept, I want to make this plain as possible. When you accept, hallelujah, righteousness and do righteousness, hallelujah. In other words, where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. If you keep the Lord with you and abiding with you, and he, there in Luke, it tells you how he'll make his abode with you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit, listen, he was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Oh, hallelujah. But when you have accepted Christ, hallelujah, that doesn't apply to you anymore because you have decided to do a change and accept a change in your life. And the Spirit is life because of righteousness, because you're trying to do right, be right, hallelujah, righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. And knowing that this, I like to go back to this because I heard God in it. God has to allow it. Praise the Lord. We read over that Isaiah 1:7. He formed the light. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He allowed darkness. Hallelujah. Make peace. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go back to it one more time. I'm trying to get it over to somebody. Isaiah. Praise the Lord, Isaiah 45:7. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. It said, I, the Lord, do all these things. Know this. This should humble somebody that feel like they standing on their own goodness, but I'm standing on the promises of Jesus. I believe he'll do just what he said. No more doubts and disbelief that caused my faith to decrease. But Lord, I believe in you. I accept your word. These words are faithful and they are true. Know this, God has to allow it. And when he allow it, you do something about it. When he gives you the opportunity to be spiritual, try to be as spiritual as you can, because you know not how much time you have, but God knows the time. Hallelujah. He knows our ending date. But oh, hallelujah. But we can be at peace until that time. The more spiritual we are, hallelujah, the more at peace, and it will show strength in his children, the more we are at peace with him. Hallelujah. And to be that, listen, praise the Lord. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after it. Listen, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be a son? Hallelujah. A daughter of God. Hallelujah. And it says son here, but knowing that it don't leave out the women, for we were women was taken out of us. So it says sons, you are included. Hallelujah. child, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Though because of fear entangled, you try to, that fear is of the devil. Hallelujah. For ye have not received the spirit of abundance again to fear, abundance to make you believe you're still tangled up and tied up, bondage to make you believe you have not been changed or have not been forgiven. These are lies from the devil, but ye are spiritual, and ye are spirits that have been quickened and that have been forgiven, that way we can accept and receive the spirit of adoption, and we can all cry unto the Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. You can say this, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. And the glory. And we can be glorious because we have been trying to be righteous and walk after the Spirit. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you, my brother, my sister, walk after the Spirit continually, to walk after the Spirit, that you may be spiritual, that you may gain, hallelujah, more of God's peace, hallelujah, that will surpass all understanding. It will take you through each trial and tribulation. Every time you'll be lifted up as you go through, as the Satan try to press you down, hallelujah, hallelujah, as he tried to press you down. Listen, Luke, hallelujah. Luke 6:38. Hallelujah. I give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with, it shall be measured to you again. And you know, before they talked about judge not, and you shall not be judged, condemned not, and you shall not be condemned, forgive, and you shall be forgiven. See, one thing about it, when you forgive, hallelujah, you're acting like God, you're acting like Christ. When you forgive, hallelujah, and know when you forgive, then you have been forgiven. But when you decide not to forgive, you show strength of that flesh, that God is trying to bring you out of that flesh and that carnal. Don't listen to the whispers of the devil, but listen to God. But don't be condemned, because when you be condemned, the first verse told us, hallelujah, there's now no condemnation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't no condemnation to you. Hallelujah. To them which are in Christ Jesus. So when you are, just let that be your motive. Hallelujah. When that adversary tries to harden your heart or make you mean and don't want to give forgiveness. Hallelujah. Give it that you may receive it. Hallelujah. And won't be condemned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray that God may have his way. Pray. Pray, uncloud things that the devil's trying to cloud up. Pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what I have for you today. God bless you. I pray that it's been helpful to someone. But know this, the freedom of believers from condemnation. We can free ourselves, hallelujah, by trying to live right and do right. That frees us and takes us up, hallelujah, into another measurement of grace and mercy allowed to us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, is our prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There be one today that need a little prayer, or just want to thank God for the word. I see you, Amen, Martha. God bless you. Hallelujah. She has a thought here, bursting forth, thought for that day, and that where we plant seeds of righteousness, God can create new life. I know you're right. Bursting forth. When you plant a seed of righteousness, God can create a new life. Now that I am older, it says here, and I understand the significance of planting seeds of righteousness in the lives of others. Praise the Lord. Under God's protective hand, those seeds hold the potential to burst forth into new life and produce good works for the kingdom of God. I know you're right. Hallelujah. How one teach one, reach one, give them that understanding of God to someone else, but make sure you do it humbly, so the person won't look on you, but they'll look unto God for which giveth. Hallelujah. He's the giver of good gifts. He's the perfect giver. Hallelujah. That will give unto you, that would be enrichment for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bursting forth. Please come in. Oh, I hear you, Amy. Please come in. Access to God's throne is always open. Access to God's throne is always open. Jesus died. Praise the Lord. Jesus died. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to bottom, showing that the barrier between man and God was destroyed forever. Oh, praise God. Those who love and follow him can come into his presence at any time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He has given us the right of access. Thank you, God. Access to God is always open. Access to God's throne is always open. Listen, access to God's throne is always open. And remember this. I like to speak about what the things that God does. I'm trying to be ever mindful to tell of what he has done when he had spoken earlier. He said, and Brother Nutty said, he allows. He allowed us to see this day. God has to allow, hallelujah, not to humble us, hallelujah, and knowing that God has, it had not been for God, hallelujah. So some people always worry about God being on their side, but we need to realize we need to get on God's side. When we get on God's side and make our will his will. In other words, don't lean him towards us. When we lean towards him and the things his want, his will, his plan, his way. Hallelujah. It's a better day and a brighter way. Praise God. You open, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. The real said a brighter, better day and a brighter way. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Couldn't have been said better. So glad to have you back, my brother. We pray and trust that wherever held him up yesterday, that the Lord bless you and continue to keep you. But he's not going to hold you long. It's more than I'm going to ask if you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I continue to do the same for my sisters and brothers. And again, glad to be fed the word of truth this early in the morning to start my day. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. He allowed us to come together one more time.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't it good? Ain't it good?
What a blessing. Blessed is true. Jesus is
yes, bless you.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heirs of salvation. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're born of the Spirit. We're heir of salvation. Hallelujah. Born of we are purchased by God himself, and he allows us this understanding. All good and perfect gift has come from above. Hallelujah. And just accept the things that God allows. Hallelujah. And just ask him.
It's funny you say that, Real.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's funny you say that because first he creates you.
Mm-hmm.
Let us create man in our image. Mm-hmm. Then he turns around and purchases you back to himself. You won't tell God, thank you. I just, sometimes I say things, I look at quotes in the Bible, I hear you say something, and it just brings a smile to my face because I know that I know that I'm so glad that I'm on the lower side, that I'm on the lower side. It just makes me smile. So that first you create me, then I go off, and then you turn around and buy me back with your own blood.
Yes, sir.
Give me the opportunity to come back home. And I'm 200, too contrary to tell you thank you. Oh, I want to tell God thank you this morning.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
Amen.
You should have heard my cry.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. That's good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
I listened to you, Rev, and my big head brother came to mind. Something you said this morning brought my big head brother Eric to mind. I'm not going to let no one hold me in some sin that I used to be in when God himself have already forgiven me for it. If God done forgave me for it, why should I allow you to hold me to it? I just can't do it. Just ain't going to do it. God done forgave me. God done forgave me. He allowed me to come back home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you hold me to it. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God today how he has blessed us. We thank God how he has kept us. We thank God for his understanding. We thank God for his blessings, his trials that he allow us to go through, tribulation he allow us to endure, the victory he allow us to have in him. And any time you can walk after the spirit and resist that flesh, that's a victory. That's a victory when you can hold your peace when others are fighting, just raising all kind of saying around you. That's victory. Hallelujah.
That's a victory.
Hallelujah.
That's a victory.
That's a victory. And others may, in carnal mind, may look at you being weak, but they don't realize that you're trying to pray and let God have his way. You're trying to get in touch with God that he could bring peace that will surpass the understanding of the carnal mind. But that thou will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is
perfect
stayed on him. Thank you, Lord. Stayed on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God bless you. God keep you. Praise the Lord. God, we pray that God forever hold you. Hallelujah. In his hand. In Jesus' name. And God say the same. We'll meet again on tomorrow. But we ask that you continue to pray and let God have his way. Remember, it is by striving. Hallelujah. It is by striving. We are rewarded. It is by giving that we receive. Hallelujah. Give to God. Watch him. Watch you get blessed when you just give him your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give him some time. Set aside and just meditate on him a little bit and see that your problem's not bad as the adversary try to make them out to be, but he'll give you strength. Hallelujah. He'll give you peace. We used to pray he'll be a mind regulator, a heart fixer, a lifter. You'll find yourself, you have victory and don't even realize that you have victory.
Don't even know it.
You don't even realize just how blessed you are, just how
blessed you
whatever
are.
You're in, whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. Press down. Shaking together and running over. Hallelujah. He should start rejoicing. But the battle is already won. He's already won the battle. We're going through this thing. This thing of life, this obstacle course, our ups and our downs, but we're already, hallelujah, we're already victorious. Hallelujah. We just go on through and hold on to God, unchanging hand. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. God bless you. I just want that just wanted to encourage you. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we just come with thanksgiving on our heart. But thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for how you touched us, Lord, how you blessed us, how you opened up our understanding. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, if we miss something, we ask you to fill it in. Hallelujah. Fill it in. And thank you, Father God, for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you how you walk with us. You talk with us. You let us know that we are your very own blessing. Touch our minds. Help us walk after the Spirit instead of the flesh. Lean more to thee. Cling to you, Father. Hallelujah. As we want you, Lord, more and more and more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you. And thank you, Father God, for helping us. We present this service unto you, this service we render up to you. Hallelujah. Not our will, Lord, but thine will be done. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
I woke up early this morning. My heart was beating right on time. I said, Lord, I truly thank you. Opening up his eyes and minds. Then I went over to my window. And while looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord. For now the sun was bright and shining, the wind was blowing not too strong, in a treetop just a few feet away, was Robin singing a song. I don't know what he was saying, pretty soon he was on his way, who could say he wasn't being grateful. Everybody ought to praise his name. Be thankful and praise his name. Everybody ought to praise his name. Yeah, yeah. The zipper of him said, thank you. You can do it too. Now the sun was bright and shining. The wind was blowing not too strong. And in a
the same. We'll see you in the morning. God bless you. Love you, God.
Good morning, brother. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.